Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I'm speaking with Dr. Andrew Schumann, a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth and a practicing pediatrician, about the use of technology during the COVID-19 pandemic.
So, Dr. Schumann, in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, what is the status of office point-of-care diagnostics for detecting SARS-CoV-2 infections?
Okay. I've been monitoring the listserv on practice management that is issued by the Academy of Pediatrics, and it's got about 1,500 members. So there's been a very busy dialogue on that particular listserv regarding testing kids in the office, sending them to the hospital. So just recently, a company came out that is familiar to pediatricians, Becton Dickinson. They have a very popular system called the Veritor system that a lot of pediatricians use in the office for testing for RSV and influenza and strep. And they just released an antigen test. So I don't know how accurate it is, but there is another test from Quidel called SOFIA 2 COVID-19, and it's cleared for point of care testing. That test is about 80% sensitive for COVID-19. So these two are available for in-office point of care testing. The Abbott ID Now system is also available, but because of widespread distribution is in limited use and availability. It's gotten a little bit of bad press because its anticipated accuracy for a point of care PCR test has not met with expectations. So there's been a lot of false negatives. That test is now in clinical trials for an upgraded system that should render it more accurate. And I recently read that there is a system called the Expert 2 system from Cepheid, I believe that's the name of the company, which is another point of care PCR test that, if not available now, should be in the near future. So these tests are becoming available to pediatricians to use in the office environment.
Okay. Are there other technologies that can facilitate diagnosis and management of febrile respiratory infections in children?
So it's quite interesting because traditionally we test kids for the presence of bacteria, viruses, which are dependent on the presence of viral substrate being in the airway, either viral RNA in the case of PCR tests, or viral antigens being present for antigen tests. So a company several years ago developed a device called the Febridex. Okay, it's in use in Europe, in parts of Asia, in Australia, and is presently in clinical trials here in the United States. What's interesting about this device is that it's very expensive, very fast. It's actually a blood test. It doesn't involve manipulation of the airway in any form. And in that regard, that's terrific because if you manipulate the airway in a patient who might have COVID, then you would expose yourself and staff and relatives accompanying the child to getting COVID. This is a blood test that doesn't check for the presence of antigens or RNA associated with COVID. Instead, it checks for the presence of the immune reaction of the body to febrile respiratory infections. So it tests for the presence of myxovirus-resistant protein A, which is an interferon-like substance that the human body produces in response to viral infections. It also measures and detects an elevated C-reactive protein. And I know, Miranda, you recently wrote a brief piece for Contemporary Pediatrics indicating the utility of C-reactive protein and other biomarkers in the presence of infections. What's interesting about this device is that it's very inexpensive, $10 to $15, results in 10 minutes. And there's data out of England that shows that it's extremely sensitive in ruling in or ruling out COVID-19 infections. So with a blood test within a few minutes, you can see if a patient presenting with a febrile respiratory infection may have a bacterial infection like pneumonia. In case in that situation, the CRP would be elevated and the mix of virus resistant protein A would not be elevated. In the case of COVID, it's found that the mix of virus resistant protein A indicator is positive and the CRP reactive, the CRP is either negative or positive. So hopefully this company will get emergency use authorization and it may be available in the near future for us to use in clinical practice. So very interesting. Stay tuned.
Okay. So are there any technologies that can help sanitize personal protection equipment in the office environment?
Okay. There are indeed. We are used to using chemicals, bleaches, appropriate sanitizing agents to clean tables, surfaces in the medical environment. PPE in short supply needs to be reused rather than replaced. So a lot of hospitals now are employing UVC technology. This is actually a device made by a company called Casetify. And a lot of people are familiar with similar devices made by Phone Soap and other companies. And essentially what it is, you plug it in and it's got UV lights inside. And you can put your phone or your N95 mask in it. You close it. And in a very brief period of time, usually 3 to 5 minutes, it will sanitize the device, not only of bacteria, but spores, but viruses as well. These are very inexpensive, usually in the range of $100. I've pre-ordered a larger unit from Phone Soap, and there are even companies that make larger units for not much more money that can sanitize a whole office worth of N95 masks. So great technology. Similarly, if you want to sanitize your room, this is a little device that sits on the floor. You push a button and the cycle lasts for 30 minutes. You don't want to expose anyone long-term to UVC radiation because it can produce burns, so you leave the door shut, but you sanitized a regular, 9x10 room in a 30-minute cycle without the worry about having to use chemicals and so forth. So hospitals now are using much more elaborate devices for cleaning surgical suites and patient rooms, et cetera. So very neat technology and one that can help us prevent the spread of COVID-19 infections.
Okay, so are companies working on improvements in masks to safeguard wearers against COVID-19?
They are indeed, and I've been reading numerous studies and numerous articles about entrepreneurs who have come up with novel ideas. The typical mask is a barrier to viral spread. So a lot of people are now experimenting with integrating metallic ions into masks, such as zinc and silver. Others have toyed with the idea of integrating UV technology into a mask-like device or even electrical components to essentially zap the viruses. So we'll have to see what comes in the near future. And I'm not sure if I can show you this picture. This is a company, I'll see if I can get it to display. There's a company called Under the Weather Pods, and they make single person or dual person tents that are made from plastic. So they invented similar devices that can be used to facilitate intubation in emergency rooms. And they've come up with the idea of having a device that is worn by healthcare personnel to safeguard people. So you kind of wearing your own safe space, wearing whatever mask you choose underneath it, but it is essentially much more elaborate and more protective than a shield device. So stay tuned for this. I've actually ordered one, and I'm going to see how practical or impractical something like this really is, but particularly if you want to safeguard yourself and others, it might be useful, particularly for obtaining specimens in the office environment where specimens can be aerosolized. If you actually put this over the patient and maybe wear one yourself, and you can get specimens without contaminating a room. So very interesting.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to catch the next episode of Small Talk.